If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Hello and welcome to Scaredy Boys, a podcast where three cowardly friends discuss horror movies. I'm Damien.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Tom.
And for this episode, we watched The Descent. The Descent is a 2005 British adventure horror film written and directed by Neil Marshall. The film follows six friends who, after a tragic accident, reunite for a caving expedition. The adventure soon goes horribly wrong when a collapse traps them deep underground and they find themselves pursued by bloodthirsty creatures. As their friendships deteriorate, they find themselves in a desperate struggle to survive the creatures and each other.
You know what?
Yeah?
Nah, I'm good, thanks.
Had a lovely time, did you?
I'm very good. I'm fine, because you know why? I'm never going in a cave again.
Have you been in a cave?
Yeah, probably.
Mm. What do you mean, probably?
I was probably born in a cave. I don't know.
A cave in Geelong.
Yeah. No, I've been in like a cave.
Yeah. How deep?
The idea of spelunking, just thinking about it now,
yeah.
I feel sick.
Yeah.
Like I feel physically unwell.
You know when you go underground and it's just like the humidity under there is just yuck and
just getting stuck.
Yeah.
That's the.
What if I get stuck?
This is probably the first of the movies that we had chosen that I was generally uncomfortable by because I'd seen the trailer, and there's a quick shot in the trailer where someone gets stuck. And I'm like, before anything supernatural or otherwise happens, I'm already having a bad time.
This is what I mean. Like with other like horror films, there's like everything's fine, and then a horror thing happens. This is the everything's fine is them in a fucking cave in like. Like, who would do that?
People do it.
You know what? Those people are big idiots. Every one of them.
They're not scaredy boys, that's for sure.
If you're a spelunker, I never want to meet you.
So you're saying your caving days are well behind you?
My caving days were never even in front of me. They were off to the side.
Yeah, I'd like to announce my retirement from caving.
Announcing my retirement from caving and also The Descent.
I'm announcing my retirement from darkness.
Yeah,
only the light must be on at all times.
Correct.
So I guess to just get our first question out of the way, which is already pretty self-apparent, were we scared?
Yeah. Constantly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's some jump scares. There's the tension of knowing. So we're in an interesting position with this, and I was talking about this with you yesterday, Sean, where we'd seen a clip of this at uni. So we knew a scene that happened, and it was terrifying.
Damo threw a sickie that day.
I did, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I threw quite a few sickies. Yeah.
Did you know that this was a horror day at uni, and you were like, nah.
Honestly, I probably did, because I'm like, well, I'm never going to write a horror film. That's not in my repertoire, so I'll just skip that, yeah.
And I don't want to watch horror.
So, yeah, we'd seen a clip of probably only about 60 seconds.
A bit longer, I think, like
maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I had my eyes closed, so maybe I had them open for 60 seconds.
And it was a terrifying clip, and so we knew it was coming. Yeah. So I spent the whole movie being like,
When's that bit going to happen?
When's that
and
fucking
then
scene?
It kept dragging on and on and on and on. It ended up happening in like the third act, I think.
And then all of a sudden, they got to a point in the movie and I was like, oh, fuck, this is the scene. And then it happened and I wasn't ready.
So you two even had, so you didn't have just the fear of spelunking plus the fear of knowing this is going to be an unpleasant horror film. You also had the fear of the known as well as the unknown.
Yeah. Also, there's that terrifying shot about halfway through where you see like a shadow drooling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah.
And, like, there's so many times.
That's your first glimpse of the creature, isn't it?
It's, you hear
you
noises.
Find it more terrifying, though, when she goes off on her own. She's looking and shines a light at the end of this tunnel, and you just see it sort of there, like, crouched. That, to me, is kind of like, it reminds me of, you know, in Signs, when the kids are at the birthday party.
Yeah, and the alien
and
walks past.
Build, and the alien just kind of casually walks past. It's not like a jump scare. It's just a... It's just there casually.
Yeah,
no, it's unsettling.
Because what they do is terrifying. Is she? You because you've seen the silhouette of it drinking, and then the cameras, like the torchlight's moving around, and she's looking for the source of it. And what your brain's doing is jump scare. So you're like, the torch is gonna like move around, and when it gets to like this part of the screen, there's gonna be a face there. But it just moves, and then it just stops on the thing, and it's horrific because it's just. Banal, but you also know because what not only does it do, it does two things. It's just banal, but also then it's like, you know, these things are in here too. There's a lot going on.
It's an interesting movie because literally you could actually take the monsters out of it and you've still got a fairly, like a very interesting story about a group of friends who have gone into a cave, something's gone bad, tensions are rising and they've all got little secrets that are going to bubble away.
But then what you do is you add monsters and it just ratchets it up to 12.
Yes.
Yeah. First time we see it, I think, is in the video, the night vision video, isn't it?
For the crawler?
Yeah, the crawler. Is that when the you know the green-hued video is moving
and she
around,
moves it behind and it's just there. It's just standing. It's not like a jump scare. It's literally just standing there like motionless.
With its tilted head.
Oh.
It's fucked. We all, like, I think... Sound came out of our mouths and we jumped a little bit, I think, when that happened.
I mean, I pooped my pants a wee bit.
Yep.
And the other thing I found was because it was shot quite well because at any given time about two-thirds of the screen was just black.
Mm.
Like you had your shot of them in the dark so you could only see what their torchlight was showing you, and which meant two-thirds of it was black. And as soon as you knew these crawlers were there, you're watching the black more than you're watching them because I'm just waiting for those jump scares or those little snippets of these crawlers buzzing around in the background.
I think this isn't my least favorite shot in a horror film, and it's the shot where it's like the camera like pans to the protagonist and then they're looking at something and the camera follows their line of sight and then it pans back to the protagonist. And then either one of two things happen. It either pans back to the protagonist and the thing is behind them, or it pans back to the protagonist and then when they step into the line of sight that we have just seen, something drops down into it or jumps up into it. This happens so many fucking times in this movie.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Neil Marshall, no.
Yeah.
Bad
big,
boy.
Big dog.
Big dog.
Yeah.
Big Hellboy.
Because if anything, it got worse with everyone because you're like, oh, it's going to happen again. Yeah. I know it's going to happen.
Although I feel it did get to a certain point where they showed the crawlers enough that the fear kind of went out of it a bit. They're still unpleasant to look at, but it wasn't. Do you know what I mean? You know, the greatest fear in a horror is probably when you suspect the monster's there, but you can't quite see it.
Yeah, yeah.
We just saw enough.
They did have to show it eventually, though.
They had to.
I think all horrors have that.
They probably showed it too much, though.
They probably did. Well, they had a few scenes where it was very visible and our protagonists were fighting them and arguably winning a couple of times. Like, they got a few kills in, but there are multiple versions of these things. But then it goes back to we're on the run and it's dark again.
Yeah.
And now we kind of get a sense of just how good they are in this environment because the idea is that these are humanoid creatures that have evolved within the cave system. They're golems, really. It's a whole team.
Can't trick them with riddles, though.
No riddles.
Can't be like, what's in my pocket? It'll be like, I don't know. Nom, 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 nom. Your guts are in my pockets. Pockets, code word for belly.
Okay, so what did we think of it just as a film? Did we enjoy it as a film?
I enjoyed it. It's a good film.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was actually a really well-made film with good characters.
Yeah, good performances, good characters. The thing just, sorry to rewind, that just reminded me. The thing we're saying of like you see it too much and then what it does is it shifts the horror though in that now you know what they're capable of is that scene where it's this far away from characters and they've got to be quiet.
Yes.
So the tension and the fear comes from if they make a noise, they're going to get caught. So we can see the creature that whole time, but it's the what is it going to do? What is it going to do? And then the watch goes up like, that's where your horror is. Anyway, but it's a great film.
That actually was clever because they foreshadowed the watch earlier. There was things like that were foreshadowed that came in later. So I think it was strong writing, definitely. Horrific.
It was horrific. Scene. Oh, yeah. And that was, so it cuts straight into a family in a happy drive home and then all of a sudden spikes are flying from a car in front of them, through them, basically.
Very graphically. Goes through the dad and kills the daughter and the mother, who's our protagonist, she survives.
Yeah.
And then a year later goes spelunking with her shitty friends. Yes. Well, her good friend and her shitty other friend.
Juno.
Old Juno.
Juno who commits the Mikey, if you bring him back to Blair Witch Project, is like, you know what? Fuck maps.
Yep.
No,
fuck my friend's husband.
Oh, repeatedly.
Okay, well done. Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I mean, like, okay, that's not the thing that I'm upset about her for, because you don't know. He could have been about to leave her.
Mm. That's true.
Right? And then he died.
Yep.
However, being like, I'm not going to take a map. I'm also not going to tell my friends we're going to a different cave. Therefore, the rangers we spoke to aren't going to come looking for us if we're missing.
Yeah, that's very fucked by her.
It's a lot of, you're irresponsible, you're a piece of shit, and you deserve everything that comes to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And quite a bit comes to her. Because apart from our horrifying spelunking experience plus the crawlers, we also have quite a good little drama going on once she finds out that her best friend was with her husband before her husband died.
And also killed her best friend.
And also then killed her best friend throughout the exploits of the
accidentally.
Movie.
That is a great twist.
Oh, that was brilliant. Very well done.
It's the killing, but it's the bit afterwards when she's like, don't leave me here, and she's bleeding out. And she just slowly walks away and she's like, don't leave me, leave me.
She's fighting the crawlers. She kills one and then there's a sound behind her and she freaks out and turns around and stabs at it. And it's one of her friends, basically, who then is bleeding out on the ground and begging her not to leave her. And she just slowly backs away in shock, but not a great move.
Coward. Something we'd do.
Something I really appreciated about you would. Something I appreciated
I'd kill
about
you on purpose.
I appreciated about the film was right towards the end was when what's the main character's name again?
Sarah
just drops down the necklace that she has, which is just symbolic of I know that you cheated with my husband. Mm-hmm. And rather like I don't know, a lesser film would have had them have that conversation.
Right.
Whereas this just did the visual and then she just stabs her in the leg. And leaves her to die.
Beautifully done.
With no words. And it's just beautiful. Yeah. It was really well done.
The only conversation they have is she's like, where's Beth? Who's the friend that she's learnt has been killed by this other girl.
Yeah.
Where's Beth? She's gone. Did you see her die? And then she's like, yes. And then there's nothing changes on Sarah's face. But you know from that point on that Juno's fucked.
Sarah's made a very real decision about Juno's fate. Yeah.
And that is that she will not be getting out of this cave.
Yeah.
And I mean, look, no one's getting out of this fucking cave.
No one's getting out of this cave. But I did like that she stabbed her in the leg because I genuinely thought, oh, she's going for the throat here or whatever.
Yeah.
But she stabbed her in the leg to say, well, I'm not going to kill you, but I will happily let the crawlers have
their leg. I'm not going to help you either.
No.
It's the Bruce Wayne. I don't have to save you.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, you won't kill me. I don't have to save you either, though. It's cold.
Ice cold.
Do you know what?
She's a changed woman.
Can we actually just talk about something in this? Mm. Do you know what's unfair? Becca's death. Becca's death is the most brutal death. She's been great the whole way through. She's the voice of reason. Mm-hmm. Like she's an experienced caver for a start. Mm-hmm. She's just trying to protect her sister. She gets angry at Juno for being a liar. She's really like got her shit together. She does not deserve the death that she gets. Mm-hmm. Justice for Becca. I'm going to write a letter to Neil Marshall. Everyone should tweet Neil Marshall. Hassle him. You did wrong by Becca, man. You did wrong. She gets her guts ripped out while she's alive. Like, she's really living as they're eating her intestines.
Yeah, that one's really brutal.
That is brutal. We actually called it pretty early on with how many people we thought were going to leave that cave. Pretty much. So at the start of this movie, the three of us were rambling away quite a lot, mostly, I think, as a way to distract us from having to watch.
Oh, yes, that's a coping strategy, Damon.
Yeah. So we'll very quickly into theories and ideas and all this sort of stuff. We got the Juno cheating very quickly.
Yeah.
And we thought Sarah was going to be the only one left alive.
Yep.
Which kind of
happened. I mean, she's the only one left.
Yeah.
Going insane, staring at a fire that she thinks is her daughter's birthday cake.
So I actually have a fun fact about that ending.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, so we have that ending where she climbs out. We see that beautiful shot of her climbing up out of the hole.
On the bones.
On the bones, into the air and freedom. There's the bus and all that sort of stuff. And then she looks to the side and sees Juno sitting next to her. And then she screams and it cuts to black. And then we're back inside the cave and we realize, oh, she never left the cave at all.
She's got knocked out, yeah.
Well, that's the UK ending. There's also a US ending where we don't go back down into the cave.
Oh, so she just gets out.
She just gets out because they thought the US audiences would have too hard a time with that bleak an ending.
Yeah, fair enough.
Even though that ending was kind of perfect.
Yeah.
We talked about this. For everything she's been through and she's lost basically everyone in her life and all of that and the things she's done in the cave, kind of like, what's the quality? She can't go
back.
You can't
go
back.
It's they literally symbolically, she falls into a lake of blood and then slowly rises out and she's a different person.
She's reborn.
Great. That the slow rise out of the lake too. Oh,
that was a beautiful shot. And my wife said to me afterwards, because we had some scaredy girls who really weren't that scaredy at all. I shouldn't be saying that, but my wife watched.
They're a lot braver than we are.
She made the call afterwards that the descent happens in more than one way. Not only do they descend down into the cave system, she descends into a form of madness, really. Like she's already having those hallucinations about her daughter in the birthday cake. She'd had that early hallucination in the hospital wing, and then that final scene of her with her imaginary daughter with the birthday cake in the middle of the cave system with crawlers coming at her is kind of to me, is the perfect ending because, yeah, she was reborn into this thing that could fight them and had to kill her friend, but she's still insane and she's lost everything. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a great ending.
The thing of, like, you have to become the monster to kill the monster. Mm. So the only time she's able to defeat the monsters is when she's just covered in blood, hacking and slashing and, like, does the full 28 days later, thumbs in eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen 28 days later, either of you guys?
No. I have, yeah.
You
yeah.
have?
I have seen it,
yeah. Oh. You know what I mean. Yeah. It's a good scene. Anyway, can I just say there's a lot of, like, riffs on, like, classic horror films. Like, you've got that. You've got, like, I feel like there's an Evil Dead reference where they're crawling out from underneath a tree. I also feel like the Guts reference, Becca being killed might be a tip of the hat to something, and I've judged Neil Marshall incorrectly. Mm-hmm. Save that death for someone else. Like, old mate, Breaky Legs. What's her name? The girl Holly. With the short hair. Holly.
Holly.
That's right, yeah.
She's annoying.
Yeah, I mean,
I felt like she was, apart from Juno, she seemed to be the only one who really knew what she was doing.
Yeah, but she was also annoying because she was reckless. Like, she injured herself because she was reckless. Yeah.
You could have done a bit more with some of the characters. It's really Juno and Sarah. They nailed those. And then a couple of the other ones, they don't really...
The sisters were okay.
They were okay, but they didn't really have, like, that narrative juice that we had with Juno and Sarah, you know what I mean?
And Beth's good.
Yeah.
Beth, you know, is in trouble because she's so good. So, like, monsters are scary when Sarah gets stuck and then Beth turns around and comes down and, like, face to face and then, like, the cave-in starts to happen. Yeah.
But... watching it, we knew with Juno and Sarah, even despite all the things they're going through, they're going to be fine because they haven't had their moment yet where they have to hash out that
secrets. Anytime you're in a scene with Juno and Sarah, you felt safe.
Yeah.
Because you knew they were. The minute they all got separated and the two sisters are together, I was like, every scene with them in for the rest of this film is going to be a fucking nightmare because neither of them are living.
No, we know they're going to die. We're just waiting for what form it takes, like what horror are we going to have to sit through first before the sweet oblivion for these two lasses. I've got another fun fact here as well, in that this film did the thing a lot of horror films do where the actresses didn't see the creatures until they were filming the shots.
Oh.
What do we think about that?
Oh, I'm scared.
Hearing about it.
Hate it, but I love it. It's like what they did for It. The kids didn't see Bill Skarsgård in the clown makeup until they started filming.
Yeah.
Because they're like, because they didn't want the kids to become desensitized to him being the clown. So the first time in the film that they all see the clown is the first time they saw Bill Skarsgård made up. And the directors had deliberately kept Bill away from the kids so they didn't really know him as an adult either.
You don't even have to be a kid for that to be just the worst.
Just hearing about it.
Ugh.
Skin's crawl.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so what was the scariest part of this film?
Just everything.
Everything up until probably the halfway mark.
No, even from there. Nah, but like I got to a point where I'm like, oh, I'm not really scared anymore. The scariest part was probably the first time you see the crawler.
I agree. I reckon maybe the first three times you see them and you're really getting a sense for how competent they are down there.
It was really probably from the moment onwards, you know, when like Juno's fighting them and you just get sort of, it's not quick cuts anymore. It was like an extended long look at the crawler. Then I was kind of like, oh, kind of looks a bit silly, I guess. Mm-hmm. But then he rips someone's throat out or whatever. And it's like, oh, he's still, oh, fuck no. Okay. But no, I wasn't that scared.
You get the reprieve and then you have the doctor, the sisters again. And one of them drops down from the roof. And
yeah. So it was fucked the whole way through. Mm. But peak scariness was in the early stages of seeing them.
Okay. The fear then became after we'd seen them too, when we saw them and the others didn't. Mm. Like the shot where they're running and one of them is just crawling up the wall above them.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. One of them had a name. All the other ones are just crawlers. One of them's called Scar.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, he was like the main guy, I guess. Because yep. She killed the kid and then the mother and then presumably he's the dad.
I guess. Mm.
Yeah, because they all kind of look the same until they didn't. And then you're like, oh,
there's a woman and a kid.
Yeah. Now we come to the question, did our characters act wisely or foolishly in the scenario?
Idiots.
Idiots. Are they idiots just because they weren't spelunking in the first place?
Damo, yes.
Sarah's an idiot because she saw claw marks at the entrance of the cave.
Oh, yes.
Claw marks in the, in the rock with blood on it.
Yeah.
And just didn't even react to it.
She kind of touched it a little bit, which is weird enough
in
itself.
She touched it, looked at it for a second, and then a bunch of bats flew out, and she freaked out, and then they were just like, cool, let's drop it in the cave.
Bearing in mind, they had seen a mutilated deer corpse at the mouth of the cave too.
How many potent omens do you need before you go, you know what, not for me?
So she's dumb.
Juno's dumb for leaving the map in the car and also for not alerting park rangers or whatever to where they were and then lying to her friends about going to a different cave because she wanted the glory of finding a new cave.
Juno is multiple shades of dumb in this scenario.
She's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Beth, clever.
Yep.
Not her fault. Becca and the doctor, clever. Not their fault.
Mm.
Just Sarah. Oh, and Holly, an idiot. Holly's an idiot.
Yeah.
The fact she's always like, everyone's like, oh, slow down, Holly. She's like, nah. Yeah. And then you break your leg and now you're dead.
Yeah. Especially because once they realized Juno's done the doggerness and we're in a whole different cave system to the one we thought we were, Holly didn't slow down one second.
No.
She's like, great, I'm going to keep running ahead until I fall in a hole.
Do you know what was also terrifying that I didn't realize until about halfway through was anytime they got the lighter out and they're waving around, I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? And then I'm like, oh my God, they're looking for air.
Oh God, even just being in that cave system would be the worst.
Mm. Like, I was just thinking about when they got lost the first time when they got that cave in, just the panic in them all. And I'm like, I'm panicking. Because I remember being a child being like locked in. Like we used to break into my primary school as a kid.
Bloody hell,
we got locked in once and it was terrifying.
Mm.
The panic, the sweaty panic of like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But we'd unlocked a door that we couldn't open.
Mm.
We couldn't work out why, but it's because it only opened from one side and we ended up coming around to the other side of it. But oh boy.
Mm. And there is that thing where your brain just shuts down. So you're like, well, I really need to find an answer so I can get out of here. And your brain's like, nah, mate, I'm done. So not only are you trapped in this tight, confined space, you don't even have the wit to sort of navigate your way out. And then some crawlers just show up. All right, well, what do we think would be the best way to survive in this world?
So don't go spelunking.
Don't go spelunking.
Do we have to go spelunking?
I think we do have to.
Do we have the option of seeing the bloody claw marks and being like,
I think
we're not going to go in here?
You get to see and do everything the characters did.
Well, then I just wouldn't go in the cave. I'd be like, boys, there's blood here and there's like, it looks like the scratch of a creature, like a monster. And we'd be like, whoa, we dodged a bullet here.
Pop.
Let's go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we climb out and they're on their way back with a kill.
Yeah.
I feel like
we have to go in.
We have to go in. Yeah. That's cheating. None of us. No, someone, because there's six of us.
Mm.
One of the others saw the bloody handprints and didn't say anything.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's probably your brother.
Well, first thing we do is we take a map.
Yeah. Oh, have a map.
No, we don't have a map for this cave system.
Oh, there isn't a map for this.
Right, yeah, so let's say for some reason you're in this cave system, it's caved in behind you. You have to walk further into the cave and come across the crawlers. What's the best way out of this scenario?
They didn't really explore like, oh, can we dig our way back?
Can we get back through the way?
I think the worry would be, would it cause more of a cave in? My thing is though, guys, I'm just dying.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a way out.
Well, I mean, based on this film, there isn't.
True.
So, like, you know, in other films, you're like, oh, no, we could survive. You can't. There's no way to get out.
Because we're not cavers. We don't know what the fuck we're doing. I'm dead, guys. Yeah. I'm see you later.
Well, my thought is...
So the minute I saw one and we couldn't escape it and I realised if I thought they were going to like eat me alive, if I thought I was going to get beckered, I'd just pickaxe my head, my own head.
You Juno yourself.
I Juno myself.
Yeah.
Full Juno.
My only thought is like if, given that they are blind, these crawlers are blind, they've got heightened hearing and heightened smell, I think is the idea behind it. And they're very good at crawling. Hence
they crawlers. I think there's echolocation too. Someone's like, these are like bats because they're constantly making like weird noises.
So if you could be very quiet and use your superhuman ability to see in this scenario because they can't see and they go hunting up outside, as we learned, we know they go hunting for deer and such, hence the deer carcass.
So just wait.
Could you wait and follow them out?
No, see, I don't think you could.
No?
Because are we assuming that there is another way then out of the... like?
Yeah, they
for
said...
For all we know,
yeah,
we've said, caused a cave-in and now they're stuck as well.
No, someone said there has to be two ways in and out.
Well, that's a good point.
There weren't any animal bones at that entrance.
All right, then let's assume there is another way out. Yeah. But I'm assuming it's a very tight way out and you've got to get through them to... It's just tricky.
So basically you're playing Giant's Treasure with some crawlers. Yeah, if they turn around... Yes. You have to stay very still.
Also, we would be terrified and panicking. How long does it take us to figure out that they can't see and we've got a couple of advantages?
Well, I'm already dead, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, if there's six people and three have died, including Tom, apparently, then you and I maybe, we might be all right. We've watched the way they've found
Yes, but also one of you slept with the other's husband.
Oh,
and now that husband's dead.
Are you Juno? Did you Juno me?
What if it was him though?
Oh yeah, if you're well,
no,
Juno,
no,
you're
I'm Beth. I died first. I tell you that I saw Damo with your husband,
and then I killed Tom.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you hit me with a big rock,
and then he said stay, and I was like get fucked, and walked away.
Part of me would also thinks that given that you're underground with these horrible creatures coming, and I found out you cheated on my husband.
Yeah,
I would kind of be like, who the fuck cares? Like, let's just. Get out of here.
We would cuddle for warmth and like, figure out a plan to get out.
When we're alive and safe, then I have the luxury of being angry at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also you're not thinking clearly, man. You're in a fucking cave.
True.
Also, he's just killed your best friend.
Do we have the luxury?
Lied about it.
Do we have the luxury, though, of being better prepared than them? Like maybe we brought more equipment down with us because we're smarter?
Well, I mean, the question is...
They're experienced cavers. We're not. Yes. We've got less equipment, if anything. I'm trying to get phone reception.
It's a good point. We didn't even dress warm.
I brought lots of books and that's it.
I'm wearing shorts and thongs.
I've got my radio on, so I can listen to the footy.
I don't seem to have knives, though. I'd have a knife for sure.
You'd have a knife for
sure. Or a big stick. I'd have my Blair Witch stick still.
Yeah.
You've got that in every adventure.
I died in that one, didn't I?
Yeah. I wouldn't betray you in this one because how?
Yeah.
We'd become
Could
one
you
of
seduce the lady crawler?
Oh, Damo. I'm going to seduce the lady crawler.
Yeah.
She's going to come up to me and I'll be like,
what if it's like, you know, in Shaun of the Dead, they pretend that they're zombies and they can walk amongst the zombies? Can we pretend to be crawlers and then just like follow one out of a tunnel and
just like take off all your clothes and just like gouge your eyes out?
Well, they can't see. So how do you.
If you bathe.
They have a smell, I guess.
If you've had to go in the blood bath, surely then you'd be fitting in. No worries, I would assume.
You know, I'd probably smell like alive though. They must have a smell. Yeah. What if we killed one and then we just put it on?
Kind of,
like cut it open, like Leo in The Revenant.
Yeah.
Kind of like
wore
it as a blanket.
Put a mask on, wore its face on our face. Full Hannibal Lecter.
Okay. Still think they would smell your beating heart through.
And the fact that I've shit myself.
Multiple times.
Yeah. I couldn't fucking sneak. I'd shit my pants.
Yeah.
Is there a way? Oh, I guess you could do like surveillance for a while and monitor where you think they're coming from. This is nearly impossible. But anyway.
Mm.
You set a trap.
That was my only thought. If you could manage to find some sort of the largest cavity, put torches everywhere, put flares up so you can see everything.
Yeah.
Because that's your one advantage is you can see and they can't.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as they come in, knock them off, kill them.
It's a lot of them though.
There is a lot. That was my only thought for that one is you're going to end up with either a lot of bodies or they're just going to overpower you.
Or is it a case of, you pick an area, you 300 them.
Ooh,
you force them into a narrow... They can only like fit like one at a time,
yeah.
And you're just killing them. The only problem is then how do you get out? Because you kind of block.
Now you've made a wall.
They're
of
tricky
bodies.
Though. Like even if you have a narrow cavern, one at a time, one of them can run at you on its feet while the other one's crawling on the walls.
That's
like,
true.
Fucking tough. It's tough. It's tough, mate.
Guys, I think we're dead.
I think
this one's
scenario,
really difficult. There's got to be a way. What if you find a big cavern? And you do we have the means to create like an explosive or something like that?
Possibly.
Some kind of big thing that's a diversion. They all swarm to it and we sneak out the back and
fucking. We got to find them back. This is the problem.
The exit.
Mm. What are those arrows? The exit is impossible. Did those arrows help anyone? Were they always running?
What were the arrows?
Were they running in the opposite direction
of the arrows?
So the arrows would have helped them, I think, if they had actually managed to navigate them correctly. But then, actually, no.
Who put the arrows
there? No. The idea was that the arrows are put there by the climbers, the equipment they find.
Yeah. But then did those climbers get out? Probably not.
Yeah, the arrows would have stopped at a certain point.
Yeah.
I expected them to have a scene where they followed the arrows and it led them into a trap or into nothing, a dead end. I'm not convinced there's a way out.
Me neither.
I don't think there is either.
Like, I think they came in through the entrance.
I mean, it depends.
They just carry.
Are we living in the US or are we living in the UK? Because if we're in the US, guys, there's a way out.
I think we're just in the UK.
Sit there until I go mad and then hallucinate a happy ending.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm dead. Your daughter light a birthday cake.
Yeah.
Or, okay, how quickly would we die?
To be honest, with this one, I think we die pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I think we would probably die before we even knew the crawlers were there.
I get stuck in that cave and I'm dead.
Yeah. I'm claustrophobic. I'm dead straight from the start.
I trip over that deer and impale myself on the antler.
It's been years since I was in Cub Scouts. I've forgotten how to tie knots. I'd slip on the knot and die at the start.
I'm not sure I've got the fitness for any of it.
We're not even getting to the midpoint of the movie.
No.
Those bats killed me.
We don't even see the crawlers.
No. Look, they're like, oh, the monsters in here? No, these guys are just big fucking idiots.
They didn't really even make it into the cave.
Jokes aside, I think we would definitely die before we even realised that they had any weaknesses.
Yeah. No, I fully agree. I think one of us would see them, freak out, and it would all be done.
Because we'd make noise.
This is a bit of a, this one's fucked. I think we're just not cavers, boys.
No.
We can survive some of the other shit that we've
I think it's fair to admit that if it was the three of us versus any of those women in this film, they beat us 100 times.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So if they couldn't do it,
well, they're capable.
We couldn't do it.
Yeah.
We're just shit. Nah, we're dead.
Yeah, we're dead for sure.
I came to terms with that very early.
You did. You called that.
I was like, I'm done.
Well, we believe in hope. We tried to fight our way through it and we just couldn't. There's too many skulls and bloodbaths.
And that's all the scaredy talk we have for this episode. I've been Damien.
I've been Sean.
I've been Tom.
And if you scaredy listeners have any comments about this episode or want to say hi, you can email us at 3scaredboys@gmail.com or find us on Twitter. I'm at Midday Pyjamas.
I'm at Psychic of Dowie.
And I'm an Orca Treed.
And join us for our next episode where we'll be discussing The Beast Must Die.
It must.
It shall.
It will.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.